Hi there, I'm Andrew Larder from MarketingSharks.com. Do a quick little podcast about local reputor. So it's all about local reputation from Ben Burry, and it is fresh out today. Today is the 21st of January. So if you come to MarketingSharks.com, you can hunt around amongst the posts on the 21st and find, or you can search for local reputor, one word, L-O-C-A-L, R-E-P-U-T-O-R. It's from Ben Burry. So let's go to the price part, and then I'll tell you a bit about what you're getting for that. So there's two prices. One is $27, and the other is $39.95. And it's all based on the kind of services you can provide to local businesses in your area. So you're not competing with, Google, Facebook, those guys. You're the you're using them, and you're offering services to help businesses rank on them in their local area. So if you're Jimmy's Pizza, you just need to rank. I'm going to say I live in a small town called Pitt Meadows, about 20,000 people, and it's in the greater Vancouver metropolitan area, so about 4 million people. So you don't need to rank under best pizza in the world. You don't need to rank under Pizza Vancouver unless you're in Vancouver. You need to rank for Pitt Meadows Pizza, Pizza Pitt Meadows, that kind of thing. And what you'll find is that when you do a search like that, what comes up is the Google 3-pack, which has the three local guys. And how do you get into that? That's what this is all about. How do you get in? You have your profile, you get listed on Google, you get reviews, and the whole thing sets it up so that the reviews come together to manage these profiles and rank it for you. So now when people search for, so this is a service you're going to be able to offer to local businesses, whether it's pizza, roofing, whatever, you can easily see people paying $500 to get all set up with people paying multiple hundreds, if not $1,000 a month to have you bring them from Google top leads coming in every day. So you can see how this makes money. And I'm just going to scroll through a little bit of this local reputor and give you an idea what it's all about. So it's helping business, local businesses get their reputation. So it's improving their reputation by getting reviews from happy customers, generating more leads by appearing well on Google. There's a whole bunch of things to it. You can claim and manage the Google My Business profile. So that's why I say the 3-pack. They call it the GMB, which is Google My Business. So you're Jimmy's Pizza. You're not listed on Google My Business. You're missing out on all sorts of business. You've got a Google My Business thing. You still need to attract or put local offers on it and use things to find local leads. You can customize and get people to capture. So this has a widget to capture local business reviews in four different ways. Your reputation creation card technology, capture positive reviews, auto capture and publish local profile reviews for Yelp, Facebook, and Google My Business. The reviews are starting to be one of the big things. They show up as a ranking. What did I look at recently where I was like, how are they? Oh, it was jobs. So, and whatever the restaurant is, whatever the business is, they've got a review as an employer, not how great of a, I'll use restaurant as an example, not how great of a restaurant you are, how great of an employer you are gets a review and a rating. And so now you're rated as an employer in these job search kind of databases. Fascinating kind of thing, but it just gives you an idea how reviews from individuals, how important they are now, and how they are to ranking and people wanting to deal with you. So reputation management is what this app's all about, but it's much more than that because it manipulates or gets the reputation, the reviews coming in, and improving your Google My Business rating. If you do nothing and just let whatever happens, happens, well, there's a well-known kind of thing that if you're happy with, again, I'll use restaurants. If you're happy with going out for dinner, you tell one person, hey, I had a nice meal. If you're mad about something that happened, there was a hair in my food, you tell 10 people. And so what that means is the happy customers quietly go away getting exactly what they were looking for. And the mad customers, or the slightly unhappy customers, or the ones that have something that they're just not quite pleased with, those guys are willing to make reviews. Those guys are willing to tell people. Those guys are willing to do things. And I've known people where their businesses have been not eliminated, not wiped out, but where they've had all sorts of trouble. A disgruntled employee, and there's some kind of Facebook group out there that gathers together people to make bad reviews. Maybe that's just out here in the Vancouver area, in British Columbia and Canada. But there are people that go, hey, if you got... And again, this is up to the employer. It's not like a court case where the employer gets to prove that he didn't do a bad job. The employee comes to this site and goes, hey, the guy did blah, blah, blah. And then they just start attacking his site with just completely random things that have nothing to do with what happened. I found hair in my soup. Well, they're not serving soup. So it's a good example where all you're getting is negative things on your reputation. That's an extreme example, but what I'm really saying is if you do nothing, then the happy people just go away. Of course it was good. Why would I go and make a review? And the negative people, even if they're only 10% or 5% or 1%, they are the guys who are making reviews, who are destroying your reputation. So what you need is a system to get the good reviews so that people can get a realistic picture. I'm not even talking about, you know, faking it or altering it. Anyhow, this is all about reputation management, and it is the wave of the future because the majority of people coming to these places, Google My Business, Yelp, Facebook, now people search online, now they look for reviews. I know my wife was looking for reviews for a doctor. Hey, that one's got a bad review, we're not going there. The doctor doesn't get to reply back. You don't get to look at the, you just go, hey, bad review, I don't want to deal with that guy. As easy as that, as quick as that. And so there, you really have to do some work to get your happy customers to, and then again, the people like Google, Yelp, and Facebook, they only send traffic to good, highly rated local profiles now. So they're showing now the Google 3-pack instead of the old 7-pack. So there's just the top three listings. They don't bother with the guys who aren't the best. And they, like I was saying with my wife, they customers simply won't trust a business with low reviews or low ratings or negative online reviews. You see one negative. And I know when you go to, when you go to travel and you go, oh, well, what's that hotel like? And you look at it and you go, okay, sometimes you're open-minded enough to go, oh, that guy had a bad review, but there's 1,000 good reviews, one guy. But what actually happens in a lot of these local things is there aren't a lot of reviews. There's three guys who put in reviews. One guy said it was all right. One guy said it was really good. One guy said he hated it. And the hated it guy sticks in your head and you're like, there's gotta be a better one out there. And that's what I mean, how one bad review, reduces the people that are coming out of just out of online things. And people don't trust you. So every additional one-star Yelp rating increase causes an increase in the business's revenue as high as 9%. That's a pretty neat, you know. It's an important thing. More important than you ever imagined. And now you're able to not just do it for yourself, but to do it for local businesses, and it makes it send more people there. So you find leads that need reputation management. You let the software claim their local profiles and start auto-growing them. And then you get paid month after month for your reputation enhancement and management services. So even at $100 a month, doesn't sound like a big deal, but can you get 20 clients? Oh, all of a sudden you've got a really good part-time income and the software is doing the work for you. So I'll put the link for you. It's called Local Reputor, and you can check it out, look through all the thing about reputation and see how it's the wave of the future. And the important part is Check out the software, check out the package. It does the work for you. You're going to love it. Links in the podcast. If not, come to marketingsharks.com and look for local Reputor. It's on the January 21st page. There you go. That's fresh out today. The prices just continue to rise. So go check it out right now. Local Reputor, so you can do reputation management for local businesses as a local business consultant, and the software does all the work for you. What more could you ask for? And I'll go back again. I remember rumbling quickly through the prices. Now I go back and there were two different prices. There we go. So $27 and $39.95. And the difference, everything's the same. I don't even see, create two types of widgets, create four types of widgets. Basically everything's the same except for QR code review me technology, where you put your phone over it, respond to local profile reviews, create Google My Business local offers, find 10,000 leads a month, create 500 review widget campaigns per month, create 500 QR code campaigns per month, claim and manage 50 GMB profiles instead of 10. So that's the difference between the $27 deal and the $39.95 deal. Get ready to spend $40 and have software that manages this whole thing for you. Check it out. The link's in the podcast description. I'm Andrew Larder from MarketingSharks.com.